Central Virginia. Are you ready to rumble? Fasten your safety belt and hold on tight. The community watchdog is in the house. This is The Schilling Show with your host, former city councilor Rob Schilling, on News Radio 1070 and 98.9 FM, WINA.
Rob Schilling is a freedom fighter. He's a brave man. He's an honest man.
Hour number two of the one and only Schilling Show. Here for you weekdays from noon to two, online at schillingshow.com. And we do welcome you here, whether you're on the right, whether you're on the left, out in outer space, or deep down in the bowels of the den of iniquity, that would be Charlottesville City Hall, where we do have a lot of moles and spies who are in alignment with the Schilling Show. We can't let anybody know who they are, but we appreciate the people there as well. We'll be talking with Pastor Poboon Singh. Also, we'll have in the studio here from Louisa County, local Pastor Jeff Riddle. That's when the Schilling Show continues on the other side. What is it like being Christian in a Muslim country? Gosh, we may find that out soon here in America. Well, maybe England will be first. Any Christians left there? The Schilling Show back in just a few moments. Stay with us. CBS News and weather updates at the bottom of the hour. Schilling Show continues on a Thursday edition, News Radio 1070, 98.9 FM, WINA. Thanks for joining us weekdays from noon to 2. And it's my great pleasure to welcome an international flavor to the program today. And visiting us here is Pastor Poboon Singh Po from Damansara Reformed Baptist Church in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, along with Pastor Jeff Riddle from Christ Reformed Baptist Church here in Louisa. And pastors, welcome. It's a delight to have you here today.
Good to be here, Rob. Thanks.
We've got a lot to talk about. And I think the overarching conversation today is about being Christian in a Muslim country, which most of us have no concept of what that is like. We have general religious freedom here. At least we have celebrated that in the United States since its inception. There are certainly some problems today, but nothing like what is being faced in places around the world. And Pastor, I would like to ask you, Pastor Po, about your own faith journey, because you were not raised, as I understand, in a Christian home.
No, I was raised up in what is called a Chinese religious background. The Chinese religion is actually a folk religion brought by the overseas Chinese from mainland China to the surrounding countries in Southeast Asia. And it is basically made up of three influences: Buddhism, Taoism, and Confucianism. So Buddhism gave to the Chinese religion its idea of life after death. There is the idea of the reincarnation of the soul. Mm. Then there is Taoism, which gives the mystical element to the Chinese religion. And finally, there is Confucianism from Confucius, the philosopher, which taught the Chinese people to revere those who are older than us, which led to the worship of ancestors.
So this was your background. Is that a state-sanctioned religion, or is it just cultural that people kind of attach themselves to? How does that work?
So in Malaysia, there are, say, four categories of people who belong to the country. The biggest ethnic group would be the Malays, who are Muslims by law under the Malaysian constitution. A Malay who regularly speaks the Malay language, practices the Malay culture, has to be a Muslim by law. And so it would be difficult for Muslims to come out of the religion. Mm. If they come out of the religion, ethnically they are Malays, but by legally they are not Malays. Then the next group would be the ethnic Chinese, from which I'm from. And the ethnic Chinese constitute about 25% of the population. And then the Indians from South India, they are basically Tamil-speaking. They are Hindus. They would be about 9% of the population. Then the last group would be various tribal people, mostly found in the two large states on the island of Borneo, in what we call East Malaysia. So many of them are Christians. others are animists. So that basically make up the population of the country.
We are talking with Pastor Boonsing Po from Damansara Reformed Baptist Church in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. Tell us about how you became a Christian, being raised up in this culture that was really antithetical to Christianity. What was your faith experience?
So from young, I was raised up knowing only the Chinese religion. I was brought to the temple to worship the various deities. And at home, we celebrate various Chinese festivals. And as I grew up, I interacted quite a lot with ethnic Malays who are Muslims. And I got to know them and their customs. And growing up in Malaysia, we also get exposed to the Indians and the Hinduism. So during my teenage years, I began to question my faith and question why I am here, what life is for, where I would be going after this. And in my school days, there were Christian friends who tried to bear witness to me, telling me about Jesus Christ, the Savior of sinners. But in those days, I was very loyal to my own religion. So I would just politely smile at them and never quite absorbed what they hear, what they were saying to me. So it was until I went to UK, to England to study at a university there, that I decided to go to church and followed some Christian students to a church. And the church happened to be what I would regard as a good church in that it teaches the Bible systematically. Mm-hmm. And after about 10 months or so of attending church on a regular basis, I became quite convicted of my sin and my guilt before God. And I came to realize that the Bible is saying to us that we must repent of our sins and trust in Jesus Christ for forgiveness. And that was what happened in the year 1976 when I was 22 years old. So that one evening, I knelt down by my bed. I was shedding tears before God. I was confessing my sins. And I told God that I would follow him. I would trust in Jesus Christ as my Savior for the rest of my life. And that was how it happened.
What a remarkable story.
Yeah.
Pastor Po, you actually, as I understand, were imprisoned for evangelizing. Tell us how much time you spent in prison and how did that come about?
Okay. What happened is that as I grew in understanding of the Christian faith in UK, the time came for me to return to Malaysia. And I have got to know a Malaysian, a Chinese Malaysian girl, a Malaysian lady who was in another church. And we decided to get married before we returned to Malaysia. Then we were members of that church that I was baptized in while in England. And we requested the church send us home to Malaysia as their missionaries to plant churches. And I had grown in understanding of the need to be church-based, and I wanted that church to send me home as their missionaries. Although I made it clear that the church need not have to pay for me financially because I was going home to work. So I was sent back. We were sent back after we got married in UK, and we started having a family while I worked at a university for about 6 years as a lecturer or a professor there. I was trained in electronic engineering, but along the way I have been studying theology, and the church had taught me well. I learned a lot from the church, which sent us home, and that was when we began planting churches. And along the way, while teaching people the Bible, of course I came across Malay people who are of the Muslim faith, who inquired about the Christian faith and who also along the way, well, wanted to discuss religion. And in that way, we got to know them and, well, show to them the Bible's teaching on how we are to know God through faith in Jesus Christ, about his death on the cross, his blood cleansing us of our sins. So what happened is somewhere along the line, some of these people reported me. And in Malaysia at that time, there was no law specifically preventing us from witnessing to the Muslims. Mm-hmm. And what happened was that the government, the police, was concerned, and the country at that time was in tension over the political statements made by the various parties. And one of the things raised by the politicians was that there were many Malays, ethnic Malays, who have become Christians. And it turned out not to be not true later on. They were exaggerating the numbers. Mm-hmm. They were claiming that 70,000 Malays have become Christians, with the result that there was tension in the country. A tension mainly as a result of the politics of the country, but along the way spilling into the religious realm. So the police arrested a number of leaders of various organizations, including Christian leaders, and that was how I was arrested.
We're having a fascinating conversation with Pastor Boon Sing Po from Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. When we come back on the other side, also here with us, Pastor Jeff Riddle in Louisa Christ Reformed Baptist Church. We're going to talk about this day-to-day life of being Christian in a Muslim country and what is the temperature right now, so to speak, in Malaysia for Christians. Stay with The Shilling Show, and if you have a question or comment for our guests, we'd love to hear from you. It's 977-1070. The Shilling Show, back with our final segment in just a moment. The final segment of The Shilling Show for today, here in studio with us, a great delight to welcome Pastor Boon Sing Po from Damansara Reformed Baptist Church in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. Also here with us, local host of Pastor Jeff Riddle from the Christ Reformed Baptist Church in Louisa. And Pastor Jeff, I know that you have an opportunity for people in the listening audience right now to hear Pastor Po in greater length coming up this weekend. Would you issue the invitation for us, please?
Sure, Rob. Pastor Po is going to be preaching this Sunday at our church. We're located in Louisa off Courthouse Road. You can go to ChristReformedBaptist.org for directions. He'll be preaching in our 10:30 a.m. morning service. And so we certainly would invite anyone to come who would like to hear Pastor Po preach.
And do you have a website if people want to get more information or they just want to come and find out more?
Again, ChristReformedBaptist.org
okay,
is
fantastic.
Our website.
We want people to go there. All right. So let's go back to what it's like, the daily life in Malaysia and this divided, religiously divided, culturally divided. Give us a sense of how people get along or not in Malaysia.
Officially, Malaysia is a secular country. Islam is its official religion. But in recent days, there have been discussion in political circles as to what the word official means. Does it mean it is the religion of the state, or is it just for ceremonial purpose? And being the dominant religion, we would hear the call to prayers from the mosques in the country five times a day. Mm-hmm. So a foreigner visiting might be startled if they were to hear it for the first time. But we have grown up in a situation like that. We are so used to it. And generally, the people interact together. There's no problems between the ethnic groups interacting. But when it comes to religion, the Malays are Muslims by law. And there is an act that has been passed to make it illegal to change the faith of the Muslims, whether to Christianity, to Buddhism, or to whatever.
This is against the Muslims themselves or against the people who would attempt to evangelize them?
So any non-Muslim who tries to make a Muslim change his faith would be regarded as committing a crime. And if it is reported, the one who is accused would have to prove himself innocent. He is assumed guilty until proven innocent. Mm. So in daily life, we therefore have relative freedom of religion. We go to church freely and we run our activities freely, but we are not to pass any Christian literature or attempt to change the faith of the Muslims.
So there is no jizra or tax against you for not participating in the Muslim faith there?
No, outwardly we have freedom of religion.
Yes.
But it is only when we come to things like witnessing to the Muslim, that would not be allowed. And then when we try to buy a piece of property to build a church building, then we would have great difficulty there. We can buy a plot of land. Then we submit our application for the plot of land to be changed for religious purpose. then the authorities would sit on the application for a long time. And we know that it is unlikely we'll get it. So here and there, we have token freedom, token pieces of applications being approved. But apart from that, most people meet in homes or meet mm-hmm. in shop lots.
So if you're not able to evangelize to Muslims and they make up the majority, how do you grow the church? Are Muslims free to renounce their religion and become Christians? And is this happening below the surface?
As mentioned earlier, we are forbidden by law to witness to Muslims.
Right.
And most Christians would prevent themselves from getting into trouble.
I understand.
So if there's any outreach to the Muslims, it will be, well...
But if they came to you, if they came to you and said, hey, we're really interested in this, would that be considered outreach because you're responding to that?
Theoretically, that is not. They would they have the right to come and inquire.
Okay.
But most churches would be fearful. And if they were to come and then they probe more, then we might be in a position where things are turned around against us.
Mm-hmm.
So most churches would not welcome such inquiry in public. And we have heard of Christian groups and Christian individuals quietly bringing the gospel to them. And of course, all these are regarded as things that are done quietly. It wouldn't be made known in public.
Understand. We're hearing stories, and I'm getting them here, and we've heard from other evangelists from around the world that there are a lot of reports of Muslims coming to Christianity through dreams of Jesus all over the world. I was wondering in Malaysia, if you hear such reports, even if you're not directly involved, that these sorts of dreams and conversions are taking place.
We have known of Muslims who have gone overseas and along the way been exposed to the gospel. They have met Christians and attended churches. And along the way, they have become Christians and they returned to Malaysia. And then they faced with difficulties from their own communities. And if they were to make their faith, their newfound faith, to public, they would have problems from the authorities as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we have heard of those in Malaysia who along the way have come to faith. And they have found difficulties as well.
So for the people listening right now in the American church, what are, in our remaining minute or minute and a half, what are some of the things that the American church can be doing right now regarding the situation of the church in Malaysia?
We would request that Christians elsewhere pray for us. And then the other thing is to understand that it's difficult for foreign missionaries to enter to do direct Christian work. Therefore, to encourage the Malaysian Christians to help us in whatever way possible. And for us, we would feel that it is our responsibility to bear witness for Christ in Malaysia.
It is so wonderful that you're here. And I'm going to ask you before we go once again, Pastor Jeff Riddle, if you would give the invitation to people who might like to hear Pastor Poe speaking this Sunday.
Right. Again, Rob, Pastor Poe is going to be preaching at Christ Reformed Baptist Church. We're located in Louisa off Courthouse Road, about 2 miles off the interstate, the Louisa exit. And he'll be there at 10:30 a.m. on Sunday morning. He'll be preaching. He'll actually be preaching the afternoon at 1 as well. And if you want to find out about the church or get directions to get there, it's christreformedbaptist.org. We're a small congregation. And we're a small, have a small fellowship of churches in Virginia, but we are like-minded with Pastor Poe, his congregation in Kuala Lumpur.
These are wonderful, uplifting stories, and I thank you for making this divine appointment possible by the suggestion, Pastor Jeff. And Pastor Poe, may God bless you in your ministry and the rest of your travels here in the United States. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Thanks, Rob.
That's going to wrap up today's edition of The Shilling Show. We will be back here once again tomorrow, and we've got so much more to talk about. We'll be talking with Cliff Smith on suing the IRS. We'll tell you all about that. John Guandolo will talk about the Las Vegas attack. He sees it as definitely ISIS-related in tactics, and he'll give us his analysis as a former FBI agent why that is. Reverend Joe Tucker will be joining us and so much more tomorrow on The Shilling Show. You can send me an email. That's robs@wina.com. We'd love to hear from you. And of course, Deputy Community Watchdogs, we love your information and thank you for what you've provided us today and continue to provide to The Shilling Show. Hey, we'll see you soon. Back home.